Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. This is your host alongside with my co-host, Lucky Pérez, greeting all of you this morning on www.goforgold.lk, where we bring you cricket news that matters, and also join Shane Dulava for more of the latest in the rugby arena. Now, when it comes to cricket this morning, we have the nominations by the International Cricket Council, in which the players have been nominated as Player of the Month for the month of February. Let me give you the list first. Shahrabza Farhan from Pakistan, Will Jackson for England, and Shadley Van Zedek from United States of America. And in the women's section, is Harshita Samarawickrama from Sri Lanka, Fatima Sana from Pakistan, and Arundhati Reddy from India. Now let's give you the reasons to why the ICC have selected these six players in both genders. Right, Shahrab Farhan is from Pakistan. He made 383 runs in the World Cup at an average of 76.6 in 70-20 games with a fantastic strike rate of 160.25. He also broke the Virat Kohli record in the highest score in one edition of a T20 and became the first player to register two centuries in a T20 World Cup. So Shahrabza Farhan is in the running. Then we come to Will Jackson of England. What a player he had been. Jacksy, as he's very popularly known among the English, had a superb run. He made 192 runs in the World Cup. Look at that strike rate, 173. He took 11 wickets with an economy rate of 8.04 and 4 Player of the Match awards. Well done, Will Jacks. What a player. Then we also do have Shadley Van Zedek from the United States of America. I've not seen him bowl much, but then he took 13 wickets for the US and four wickets for 25 runs against both India and Pakistan. And those are two strong batting lineups, especially to take four Indian wickets shows that this youngster who bowls right arm seam does have something in him. And he also ended with 3 for 21 against the Dutch. So well done, Shadley. Associate member from the United States of America, showing that he has some sort of class. Right, in the women's section, of course, Harshita Samarawickrama from Sri Lanka had a dream run in the in the Caribbean, where the Sri Lankans won that one-day series by 2-1. Left-hander, she scored 171 runs, an average of 57, which is excellent for a lady. Strike rate of 60.85. Now, in 3 ODIs, she was fantastic. She made 66, 35, and 70. Now, Fatima from Pakistan, Fatima Sana, as she is known, had a dream run in the Pakistan's outing against the South African women. In 2 games, she made 157 runs. Sorry, in 3 games, 157 runs, strike rate of 126.66. She can hit the big ball though. Plus, she took 2 wickets. Her scores were 90, 10, and 47. So, well played, Fatima. She too is in the reckoning. Now, the third player in the reckoning is the Indian lady, Arundhati Reddy. Arundhati Reddy was instrumental in India beating Australia in Aussie conditions in the T20 series. She took 4 for 22, 2 for 30, 2 for 35, economy rate of 7.25. So these are the 6 players nominated by the ICC for player of the match in their respective category for the month of February. Let me repeat that again. Shahrabza Farhan from Pakistan, Will Jacks from England, and Shadley Van Zedek from the United States of America in the men's version. are giving you the reasons as to why they were nominated. The women, Harshita Samarawickrama from Sri Lanka, Fatima Sana, and Arundhati Reddy from India. Okay, we also have some news that's coming up. Liam Livingston, as you know, the English white ball all-rounder, lamented that he was not considered for the World Cup T20. He's also said that he is confident he is one of the best white ball players in the English outfit. He might not fit the best ball type, he says, but nevertheless, he says that he is confident of playing for England, and the greatest achievement he has ever had in his lifetime is representing his country. Now, the English selectors have informed him he cares for himself a little too much. And Liam Livingston has made a statement, "I do care for myself a little too much because I have to play for England, which is my home country. And if I don't care for myself too much, how am I going to perform?" A little bit of debate here and there. But as we know, the English will always sort their problems out. It's been argued. Statements have been made. But let's not forget that Liam Livingston is a great white ball player. Now then, what's coming up today in the women's section? The Kiwi girls will play against South Africa. And the men's version, the T20, the second ODI, the first one obviously was a little bit disappointing, too low a score for an ODI game. The second game is being played today between New Zealand and South Africa. So you can eyeball that as well. Right, it's time for us to join Shane Dullaver, the ever-vigilant rugby expert, giving us certain scores for our information. The Hong Kong and Shanghai Bank Rugby Sevens Finals was concluded at New York yesterday. The women's final, New Zealand beat Australia in a nail-biter of a game by 21 points to 20. Well played, the two lessees. That was a very exciting game. Then the men's final, South Africa beat Fiji by 10 points to 7. There again, fantastic game of rugby. Beautifully contested. End of the day, I think both the finalists deserve a mention. Let me also just remind our listeners that France won the Six Nations tournament. So see how rugby is turning around in the world. Now then, I'll also give you the results of the men's bronze final, where Argentina beat the mighty Aussies by 26 points to 10. In the women's section, the United States of America ladies beat Fiji by 17 points. And in fifth place, Canada, mind you, got the better of the English ladies by 22 points to 14. Well, that's our wrap-up for today on our podcast here on www.goforgold.lk. We take this opportunity of wishing all of you a blessed Tuesday. Look forward to your company yet again tomorrow. Lakit and I are longing to bring you all the news that matters in the sporting world. Have a blessed day as we spin you a record for your listening pleasure.